This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's
this
right.
Dude has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
Please hit the like.
Subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please.
Please.
Tell all your friends. We love everybody out there.
Everybody.
Love all your support.
Thank you for all the support.
So much.
Thank you for
keep
being with us the 200 showing. Episodes.
Not so much. Yeah!
Yeah, so we, you know.
This is 201, baby. Congratulations,
man. Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh.
The best part but of waking up is 200 episodes in your cup.
Yeah! Where's B?
Yay! Thank you. Yes. Absolutely! It's been a journey, man. It's like if we documented our journeys, like everything that we did since we started, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of people that's not in the picture, that's in the pictures, that's actually in the pictures,
yeah,
but are no longer in the pictures.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Where I got
it? You know, okay, you got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Thank you. What the hell? High definition, it can be all types of stuff.
Right, and some people, they send pictures that they're watching it on their big TV.
Yeah, it could be a hair, it could be anything.
Yeah, so.
I got boogies. Oh, you know what? I blew my nose. My little,
it wasn't a boogeyman. It was a dark spot. It looked like it could have been one of those gnats. But it wasn't a gnat. It didn't move. But, and that's why, because I realized that it be on a big screen.
Yeah, people watch us on their TVs and
make
their
sure I
rooms.
Try to make sure
I'm sorry, everybody. If you zoom in on this mouthpiece, apologize. Eventually, one day, I'm gonna get them clean, Mr. Clean. I ain't doing all that with me overbite and nonsense going
well,
on.
Well, we both have overbites. that's what makes us talk better. Because we have overbites.
Doesn't help with my singing. Doesn't help with the range, tell you that.
If you have an underbite, you can do a better sandwich.
I understand. Mm-hmm. It would be so great.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on, man?
Not a whole
now
lot.
Now that you're a superstar with 200 episodes under your belt.
Well, let me tell you. It's not easy.
No, it ain't.
The 200 episodes.
It is not.
You know what?
Hey, thank you for being you.
Thank you for being you, man.
For being consistent.
Hey,
for being,
you got to be consistent.
Roll dog, for being true friend, man. Just always, keeping me on my shit.
Ditto.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, dog.
Thank you for being here and supporting and
Yeah, yeah.
All that good shit.
Yeah, man.
It has not been, I wouldn't say it was an easy road, but see, someone said to me, we make it look easy.
That's great. Behind the scenes, boy, some of the phone calls, you've seen some of the episodes. We have disagreements.
Well, not just that, it's like guests, it's with locations.
That too.
Look, you guys may not realize or know, but we had like
multiple
five locations.
Had to keep it rolling, man.
We kept it rolling.
Wait a minute.
And we did a guest spot location in the kitchen.
We did.
So that was that six.
And when we hosted the trap.
That was someplace in Ohio, I forget. Barberton. Barberton, Ohio. Shout out to Trap.
Shout out to
everybody that was, you know, a part of the Midnight Baco experience. Yeah. You know?
Appreciate all our guests, man.
You know what? I think we should bring some people back because they were a part of it earlier, and you know, our new audience may not be aware.
Well, you know what's funny is when, you know, we had Gene and Spike Lou come on, like they were episode like, I went back because I added their link, and it was like 102 and 105 is when they were on, 100 episodes ago almost.
Yeah,
that's
100 episodes ago.
That's wild. Yeah.
What, 100 episodes ago?
That's almost 2 years ago. Almost.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah.
A lot of people you hear us talk about, you know, they have episodes on there, and I think we should bring them back, like your Jen Jens and your Ebony Timberlakes.
Oh yeah.
And your
even
Spike and Gene.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. It's always good to have people come back because you know their lives have changed.
Coleman.
Yep, for sure. You know, their lives have moved forward. They're moving and doing other things, and you know, it's always good to catch up, because you know, we don't see everybody,
right?
You know what I mean? When we're out, you know, they're in different areas, different parts of Ohio and other states, and you know, and they do different clubs or different rooms.
Yeah. So
you know,
so with that
schedules,
being said, you know, so guys, you know, I don't want anybody to feel slighted by us or anything like that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Like, if we overlooked you, it's not because we don't rock with you.
Yeah, no.
Reach out. Send me a message.
Yeah.
We'll get you on. You know, we are scheduled out a couple of months in advance.
We're booked till next year, aren't we?
I think we are.
But either way, reach out. I mean,
reach out. You know, like,
you know, because we schedule accordingly.
We schedule accordingly. Like some people has, you know,
like tonight we don't have a guest.
No.
It's on purpose.
Yeah, it's on purpose because, you know, this is how we were born.
Yeah.
Midnight Paco was born with just you and I.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Yep.
We love our guests.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We definitely love giving platforms and shouting out everybody doing things. And I mean, I love having people on just to talk and, you know, kick it with too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's yeah, we do, but also this is where it's made, you know what I'm saying?
This is where it started.
Yeah, this is the magic right here, man.
The magic about it.
I love and I look forward to, you know, more and, you know, having other people on and, you know, it's exciting, man.
To me, in my mind, I don't know. Midnight Pocket was a movement.
Yes. You see, we're trying.
We try to unify the comedy scene, you know. Yeah. Like,
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Like, in this area. You know, it's like, yeah, it's a, you could say it's a lone man sport, but not really to me. It's, everybody needs everybody, especially, you know, just in general, but it's just like, it's so much better when, you know, you feel like you have support of your coworkers, not your coworkers, but peers. Your peers.
Which in essence is kind of, it's a different thing in comedy because it is your coworkers. You're all working, kind of do work. You guys work together in different shows. Not everybody does shows together.
Right.
Comedies are different in different rooms and people want to, whatever. But you know what I mean? It's all... Yeah, peers, I guess.
It's peers, and some of them I consider my comedy family.
You know? Yeah, for sure, because I wouldn't have met them without this. You know what I mean? And I'm grateful that I have. You know what I mean?
Some of these people you see more than you see your own family, in addition to working.
Oh, yeah, because you're out doing that instead of going to your brother or sister or aunt's house, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or some, or even your mother's, or you know what I mean. It's just
comedy is a lot of is many different things for a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to make a career out of it. Some people do it for a hobby. Some people do it because it's therapeutic for them.
Right, right.
You know, some people are like naturally funny.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are funnier than others. I'm not. I hate to say people are not funny. I don't really do that.
Right, right.
Because comedy is so subjective.
It is, and some jokes can hit differently different nights because the room, the way you're delivering it, like the mood, just everything, man. It's so. It's
who's
so.
Who's in the room?
Yeah, just like I said, because of who's in the room, how the room is, you deliver things differently because of how you're feeling in that moment.
Okay, for a perfect example, we did comedy tonight.
We did do comedy tonight. Yes, we did.
And I don't know if you noticed or realized, like, you know, like the majority of the stuff I was kind of coming up with right then and there, like the majority of it.
That's what made me do what I did.
That was dope. Yeah. You know, it was like...
That's what made me do what I did.
And you segued into it and everything fit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything... It, to me, it was like a smooth segue.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it was like, I think that's what we should be doing in open mics. You know
what I'm saying? Well, that's what, you know what I mean? And it's funny because it's like, I get so nervous about, I won't say bombing, because I guess that's what it is, but not getting laughs about, you know what I mean? And it's like, but you got to try out the jokes. You got to try them out. It swirled in my head for a month, maybe long, at least a month. But, you know, when I told you, it was already a couple weeks brewing, and then I talked to you about it, and then I took it to the stage briefly, you know what I mean, what, a couple weeks ago, maybe, or whatever the case, so.
That's the way you do it, man.
Thinking about things, and then I haven't written anything down. I didn't write none of that down. I just thought of it. But so I guarantee if I sit and, because the names, you know what I mean, and how I brought it up, and you know what I mean, it's just... I don't know. There's more there, but I just didn't know how to continue it. I don't need it to be super long, but I was in my head. I'm like, okay, I got 5 minutes. I don't know how long this is gonna go, and then I'm gonna fill in with the other stuff, obviously,
right.
Closing stuff for that. But obviously, I was like 30 seconds off, according to Dan.
I mean,
but my, you know, what I mean,
and, so and it's and just. It's like nails on the chalkboard when you be like, I don't have material for 20 seconds or something like that, but you do.
I really,
you do.
Don't,
you could shout yourself out. You could shout the podcast out.
I mean, I did. I talked to him. I mean, I could have did a little bit more, but I guess. But,
yeah, you got the time. If you're done with your material,
it's my state. Yeah,
you could be like, you know, you could. Hey, Bonnie is here busting her ass. Give her some dough.
You're right.
There's a lot you could do in 20 seconds.
Yeah,
a lot you could do in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You don't have to be more, like material and done. You could look around the room. You could say anything.
Because I try to end on my joke, and then I'll just say, hey, this and that. And then I feel if I'm talking to them, this and that, before I leave, it's kind of like, okay, thanks, get off the stage. You know
you
could
be
mean?
Like, I'm Justin Fuller. Any questions? Take one. We got time for one question. Any questions? Anything. You can say.
You're right.
Anything.
Yeah, you're right. It's Mr. Fucking 2 minutes.
Ha ha. Sometimes that's all you need. That's all you need is 2 minutes. Sometimes that's all you need.
Isn't it wild how quickly things can happen?
You can create a life in 2 minutes.
You ain't lying.
A whole life. In 2 minutes. 2 minutes is all you need.
That's it. And then forever.
So, yeah, man. So, you hop into it. You see new people coming in. And they're trying it for the first time and things like that. I just, try to give. I don't know if they receive it, but I'll just, give them the best advice.
Which is, I hope so, because he was actually not bad.
Yeah, I told him hey, don't let like what Burner told me. Don't let the laughs get to you. Don't let the lack of laughs get to you. And I said, if you have, the easiest thing is to make our friends laugh. So, the material is, if you thought it was funny, it's probably funny.
Yeah.
Don't throw it away.
Yeah.
Work on it. Because we can crack our friends up. I can say something to you like. I could just say peanut butter and jelly to Justin. See what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? No, that's connected to something else.
Yeah, dude. but I'm just saying, though.
The inside scoop.
That's what I'm saying. It's easy.
You can't go up on stage and just go
peanut butter and jelly and expect that, So it's like, it's the thing is to make your jokes and your...
I'm not going to hell, people. I probably am because I'm laughing because of it, but...
See what I'm saying?
It's easy to
crack your friend up.
It's fun,
But you have to make it, so the world or people that don't know you or don't know the backstory is to make them laugh. You could use that same material.
Yeah.
But you just have to, reform it to make it funny and appeal it to people that don't know you and may not know the backstory.
Right. No, I like what you were working on. what you put out tonight.
Thank you.
And it's I think you gotta use the stool though, not the table.
Oh yeah, there was a stool there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just a little too high, I think.
I don't know. Did it exaggerate it? I wanted it to be a little exaggerated.
I mean, it's super exaggerated. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
I used to use prompts.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Yeah. I stopped using them. I want to bring them back so bad, some of them, because I used to bring teeth on stage.
Yeah, you did.
I used to have fun with that. That was funny to me.
It is, if you can work it in. All you do is go up there and do it and
sing a song. I can sing songs. I can do stuff.
Yeah.
I could dance with them.
Make characters.
I could do that too.
You could do that. You could talk to them.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Sure. It's a lot you could do.
Yeah.
Comedy is the stage.
That was the first time I tried having two people have a conversation that wasn't myself.
Yeah.
Why not? That was like a made up hypothetical.
Why not?
I wonder, it was probably like this. And they were like, I'm trying to, do an accent and talk a little certain way. That was the first time I actually ever did that on the stage.
Yeah, you should have did the accent more.
I know. I gotta work on it.
Everybody can talk like this, like shit.
I don't know if I can talk like that.
You did it. By golly, you're doing it right now.
I did it.
You damn right. You damn Skippy.
You damn did it.
Do a bear shit in the woods? You sure in the hell did it.
I don't know, but the deer shit in goddamn Middleburg.
In the middle of the goddamn street, looked like fucking pebble balls.
I seen it look like blueberries. I said, why did their shit looks like a pile of blueberries?
I don't know. Because I was like,
they're like this big.
Yeah, I know. Poor deer, they're constipated.
And that's all they shit out of, little pebbles.
Little balls. There's some big animals.
I wonder if
shitting out little balls.
Yeah.
Little deer balls. Yeah, like what the...
I don't get it.
Some big animals.
Yeah.
They constipate. Maybe you should give Levi some milk of magnesia.
Really shit.
Then there'll be piles of soft serve everywhere.
Soft serve. No, kids, don't lick that. That's not for you.
It's not for you.
I mean, it's funny because they always pick up dog poop. I don't ever see deer poop getting picked up.
No, it's biodegradable and it goes back to the earth.
So is dog poop.
Not really. It used to turn white. Now it don't no more. The fucks?
The fucks?
Yeah.
Human poop?
I don't know. You remember when the dog poop used to turn white?
Yeah. What happened? Oh, you know why? We don't know, because they pick it up before it turns poop. Before it turns white.
You know what? It's a lot of people. And I'm glad you said that.
I mean, I just ran over it with my fucking lawnmower all the time, so.
And it used to be like, and shoot out. But you know, it's a lot of y'all out there capping, all right? Y'all walking the dogs. Some people at least pretend like they got poop bags and they acting like they picking it up and don't. Some people just be walking their dogs with no bags at all. And you know they ain't picking up shit. But
I mean, that's kind of, I mean, when did we start picking up poop?
Because it's like when we know better, we do better.
It's common courtesy. I get it.
Yeah. If I wanted to pick up poop, I would have a dog.
I got it.
If I have a yard, a manicure in my yard, I'm out in my yard.
My dog comes and poops in your yard. Why should you have to pick up my dog poop?
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So that's why, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new app on your phone.
Because we know better.
It's called DNA Scan. You can pick up the shit. You can wipe it across your camera. And you look and see who the shit belongs to. You be like, motherfucker.
Is that Caesar?
Yeah. Caesar or like, God damn it. Damn blueberry again.
Damn blueberry.
And then you get the you can report it.
Is this your app?
Yeah, it's an app I just made up. I'm making it up as a guy.
I like these apps we're making up.
Thank you. You can report it, and the only downfall is you have shit on your camera. If you have an iPhone, you gotta wipe the shit on your iPhone and you'll be like, God damn it. That's damn Roscoe Pico train. and it links it to his owner and where it lives. It's a map and it gives you the where that person lives, and then you report it, and then they send a ticket to that owner. And in fact, if you had to clean it up, you get $50. So that owner had to pay you $50
for the cleaning fee.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you get fined $50. Because you left somebody's poop in your yard, you probably won't be leaving poop in nobody's yard.
I hope you have this copyrighted, man, because somebody going to steal this.
Well, this is the copyright written right here.
All right. Because I know this app ain't out.
It ain't out.
If we see dog poop retractor fee app out.
I need a cut.
You need a cut.
Yeah, at least like $10.
Every transaction.
Yeah, every transaction. Yeah. Yeah. Charge it to the Midnight Pocket Podcast because we need a. Maybe we'll sponsor it or something. I don't know.
I mean, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it because I
got a couple of things.
It was originated here.
See, you also originated an app too.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, if you want to know the app that Justin originated, you got to go watch him perform it. Yeah, he talks all about it.
I talk all about it.
That's right. You know, everybody got these apps for things and everybody's doing things, you know, like. You know, Uber helicopter and Uber ride shares or Uber shopping or something like that. This guy came up with something.
Citizens Patrol.
Yeah, Citizens Patrol. Like, you know, you could be like, oh, shit, I'm going to log into this app and make a citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
Because some flathead's in front of me driving too fucking slow.
Not even that. He went through the stop sign like it's a yield. Oh, no, that is a red light. You're not supposed to go through that. It's not a stop sign.
Log onto your app. Make sure you're legit.
No, you don't. Boop. Here I come.
Right.
Whoop, whoop.
Armed with peanut butter and jelly.
It's like DoorDash, man. It's like DoorDash.
Yep. It's an app for snitches. snitching ass motherfuckers. You know,
if you would want to be cops, and it was like, nah, I'll just, you know, do it part time.
Yeah.
I get you. Got reviews.
Yeah, a lot of people going to be getting fucked up too.
Yeah, you realize that, right? Yeah. That's why I'm going to leave it to the real people. That's a good idea. I mean, it's not a bad idea. I guarantee somebody going to try and come up with it.
Maybe.
Because everyone wants to make money on the side. I guarantee people who are certified, they'll be like, I could do security jobs. What's on the security app?
Right, security. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The corner store needs some security.
They need me right now for like 2 hours.
2 hours, I'm there.
I wonder what's going on, but I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. 2 hours. Probably be the worst decision of your life.
Of your life. Come prepared with a bulletproof vest.
Right.
And some headgear. Probably don't go. Just don't go. Leave that for somebody else.
Or say you went and you didn't.
Yeah. Can you
collect? Like, I was there, but you was like acting like you buying something, dude, looking and shopping. But we're like, okay, time's up. Boop, I was there.
Like, I was just browsing the aisles, yeah, like, you know, the whole time.
Like, some of these, like,
you didn't even know, but I was there.
Some of these loss prevention guys suck so bad nowadays. They are so obvious when they're in stores. The loss prevention people, like, they suck so bad. They used to be discreet with it, but now it's like, come on, y'all. Like,
who are these people?
The loss prevention people, the people that try to catch people stealing inside the department stores.
Really? They actually have people that just walk around, huh?
Yeah, man. They, you know what? It's like,
I didn't know they did.
Yeah.
But I knew they had, like, cameras and such, but I forgot. Yeah, they actually do have people.
Yeah, loss prevention. It's normally
loss prevention, though.
Yeah, it's normally some younger person.
Undercover. Like, yeah.
Younger person that thinks they're cool or they can blend in. Their radios be blaring sometimes. It's like, come on, dude. You could be a little bit more discreet than that.
Right. I'm so glad, though. I ain't stolen forever, dude.
I don't steal.
Oh, I used to get comic books like crazy.
Steal comic books? When I was younger, I was so mad because I didn't understand the concept of comic books when I first got comic books. And I was like, what the... Somebody colored in these already, but I'm going to color them, change the colors to what I want them to be. Like, I'm coloring. Like, these coloring books suck. There you go. Yeah, somebody already colored them.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yep.
I don't like these coloring books.
That's weird because they're actually done pretty well.
But I like the color. Like, somebody already colored in these.
I mean, through comic books, who cares?
That's what I did. They probably, like, could have been my ticket out the ghetto.
Yeah, but...
But I colored all over them.
You didn't save them, though.
No.
So, anyway.
I know.
It's not like you saved them and, like, oh, my God, I colored in them. I mean, you had no plans on saving them.
I probably colored in them and I'm like, these coloring books suck.
Tossed. Who wants to color in a coloring book that's colored?
It's already colored. Ma, don't get me these again. These are not good.
The color choices are terrible.
Right.
That's hilarious that you did that. That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, next week, Bon Voyage. Sayonara?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is long overdue.
Yeah, I need to do it myself.
Long overdue. I never been on vacation. I have. I'm lying. That's not true. I've been on vacation.
Yeah, you've been on vacation. Yeah, I've been but on it's vacation. Just long overdue.
Long overdue because you know what? Before I was like, you know, vacation is for suckers. That's
vacation's
what I thought.
For suckers. If you know, ain't like, working all the time, like,
if you ain't working, what you doing? What you out doing? Spending money?
Yeah, right. Like you ain't making money.
That didn't make sense to me. I couldn't.
Made no sense.
I couldn't get that concept. You know, like spend your money to go somewhere, and then when you go there, you like there, and you're not making any money, and you're spending more money.
And you're spending all the money you made.
It wasn't making sense. That didn't make sense to me. But now it's like you're taking time off. You're spending time with your loved ones. You're not working, and that's what it's about. It's about making memories.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're
getting a peace of mind.
Yeah, man, because you think about shit, man, and it goes by quickly, man. It just flies by quick. Yeah. And you just,
after this vacation, I might have some things to put on blast afterward because I'm having a tough time right now, but I'm not sure if it's a for sure thing, but the next episode, I'll definitely have some things to share when I get back. You know, because the state of things is almost like everything is so cut and dry with procedures and things. I get it.
But
at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you gotta, you know, like, you know, you gotta be able to make, you know, exceptions for things that's not like what you think. And
yeah.
So
right. Yeah. No, you made.
We'll see.
We talked about
Yep. So
yeah, that's wild.
I'm looking forward to it though.
Yeah.
My first time, you know, cruising. So
no, thank you. But yeah, that's good, man. So that means we won't have an episode.
But we have so much content.
Yeah, I'm gonna be blasting.
It's so much content, so many clips.
I'm gonna have to do my job to keep y'all entertained.
But so I'm many just memories.
Let you guys know, so you don't think we just phased out, whatever the case. But he's just gonna, you know, take a little week off, and you know.
It's 1 week, but we got so much content, like so many clips,
yeah,
so many episodes to revisit. If you're just now joining, please go back and visit some of the old episodes.
Yeah.
You know, new comics.
Right.
I wish our show existed when I first started doing comedy.
Right.
Look back at some of our old episodes. We talk about our experiences of things that happened. We're like 5 years old in the comedy game.
Yeah, still young.
Yeah, so you
young
know,
and that old in our life, but definitely check out those episodes. Hell, we had Joe Byers on. He was the one.
Shout out to Joe Byers. Hot breath.
Shout out to Joe Byers.
Yeah,
but you know he I don't think he's been doing it lately. He's on baby duty, I think.
Oh man.
Yes, I don't think he's been putting out episodes. We'll reach out to Joe Byers. I haven't seen him putting out anything lately. I mean, he's still working as a comedian.
Yeah.
I've seen him do postings, you know, shows and everything.
Man, my my Rolodex of entertainers. It's awesome.
It's like, grown.
It definitely has grown. It's like, wow. Maybe I should, you know, ask that question, like, who's the most famous person you have in your contacts?
Oh, don't ask me because I ain't got nobody.
You got me?
Well, no, I got, yeah.
And I got him.
We got 6 degrees. I mean, I got, I have somebody.
Oh, yeah, he got people got in there. He was so quick to say, I got nobody.
And then I have to remember.
He has contacts that I have.
Yes.
And they're definitely somebody's.
Yes.
But this guy is so wired on saying things like that. I don't know what's wrong with him.
You know, this is a newfound thing. You know what I mean? I've always had connects with people, just not in the biz or nothing like that. Because my people are important people doing big things in their own lives and personal world. So, you know
absolutely
what I'm saying? So, Yes, that aspect I do.
But. You know, the queen bee and the beehives, they're most important in the hives.
I don't know.
Yep, they the most important.
Yep.
You get the queen bee, and the rest of the bees will follow. Like, if you had her in your hand,
yep,
they'll just be all over you.
I know.
Ain't that something?
They want that.
Is that what they want?
I don't know. I don't know. Explain that one to me, because I don't get it. I mean, that makes sense, but that means they're just all like.
I don't think everybody get to hit the queen, bro.
No, but she has her own worker. But she be
the
she
whole
be
doing, swarm is hers.
I know, but she has her own little fucking. She's a filth.
Is she?
I believe she is.
She's also bigger.
Yeah, she's bigger
than everybody.
Like honeybees and shit.
Yeah, like she's bigger than everything.
Yeah,
and that's the queen bee. So it's like.
But there's only one per hive?
Yeah.
So how? That's weird.
I guess they'd be like, now we're going to make the queen.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Did they kill all the other ones?
I don't know. No, I think when a queen is born, I don't know. They'd be like, damn, we got the queen. We got to keep this under wraps. We got to go somewhere and make sure that she's okay. Because maybe when you pop your baby out, you'd be like, oh, this is the queen. This is her. We got to move away. I don't know. I'm just trying to see. You know, I got to call some of my bee friends.
My bee friends.
And see how that works.
I mean, I be seeing, like, squirrels running around, and I'm like, I mean, I wonder. I don't ever see, like, a family of squirrels. I always see, like, a squirrel. But then I see a squirrel fight with another squirrel. Now, are they brothers, and they just messing around? Or are they fighting? No, I usually think they're fighting off another one from their food or something.
But I've seen like little squirrels though. Little squirrels.
Chipmunks?
No, the actual little squirrels. They're like, just like humans, they're curious and they may be like more trusting and not knowing yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the little squirrels, they will probably come closer to humans, or you might see an abandoned squirrel because the mom got hit or something. They might start exploring like that. But the queen bee. I'm sorry to, you know.
No,
but the queen bee is like extremely larger than the other bees.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, when she's born.
They know automatically, like, whoa, this bitch is big.
Like,
that's a big bitch.
Like, whoa, hey, we can't tell nobody about this. This the queen. We're going to go over here.
This way.
Yeah, and we're gonna let her grow, and then she going to have her own kingdom over there, and I'm going to have a big position because I'm her daddy or something like that.
How many times that happened? How many females are born?
I mean, is it just female bees? I mean, okay.
Queen bee, yes. Okay, female bee.
Excuse me. Queen is the bee. I mean, female is the bee.
Yeah.
Queen. But are the rest of the bees males?
Yes.
Is that how that is?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if all of them are.
Yeah.
But most of the,
I don't know.
I believe a lot of the worker bees are males.
I don't know.
In hives.
But my point of bringing that up is like, you know.
That's how much I don't know about bees.
But
they're important, apparently. If you got rid of them, the world would end.
That's what I'm saying. The world would end. But see, people. You know, everybody, first of all, everybody.
They want that psychedelic honey.
Like, if I didn't see a bee or the male honey, well, the male enhancement honey.
Male enhancement honey.
Yeah, so, but if I was new to this planet, or if it was my first time seeing, I would think the bees stink.
Explain.
Because every time somebody see a bee, they like. I'm like, ooh. They must really stink. Look at them.
They're like.
It was a bee over here. Like,
nope. I mean, that could be a fly, a gnat, any goddamn thing that flies
in
your face.
They all stink. Don't they be making a face like they stink? I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you don't want nothing to rise.
Get that stinking thing away.
Mouth,
like, yeah, like, ooh, that thing must stink. Woo. Get away from them. They stink. Things stink. Get them. Kill them. Get them away.
You stupid. Hilarious, though. Hilarious. That's funny.
But yeah, but I like, you know, that. But like, you know, everything is like
peanut butter and jelly.
Everything is like important to their own world. Like the bees are, the queen bee is important to their colony and things like that. But they don't mean nothing to us because we want to kill them all. Like we don't want them nowhere near us.
I know, man.
In our house.
I be feeling bad for animals, especially insects. They get no love. Spider, bye.
I don't kill spiders. Oh, yeah. I try not to. Yeah. I have, but I feel like
I'm going to crawl up my nose or in my fucking ear while I'm asleep.
I mean,
I sleep with my mouth closed, so it's either going to my nose or my ear. Everything, you know, it happens. You know how many spiders you eat in your lifetime? A lot.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's okay. Spiders, gnats,
whatever, the crawls in your mouth while you're asleep.
Yeah.
And you wake up. That's because it's went in your goddamn throat.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens. Mm. Those are facts. I don't know. That's what I was told. Anyway.
I mean, you know.
Google it.
I mean, you probably ate some roaches, too.
Most likely.
Yeah.
In lifetime.
Roach meal.
Yum.
Rochachachas.
Yum.
Cockroaches.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
Roaches, cha-cha-cha.
Yuck. They're protein.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, roaches could have the cure to all diseases because they've been here before prehistoric times and they're still here. So they could be the ones that know more and laughing at us because it was like, you know, the answer and the cure to a lot of these diseases is right in front of you and they're roaches and we despise them.
I'm still like 100% convinced that we were mixed with something because we are completely different from anything on this planet.
You talking about people?
Yeah.
Or roaches?
No, people.
People? What do you mean? Because we're very close to the, what are the monkeys?
The gorillas.
What are they called?
Orangutans?
Well, yeah, but chimpanzees, what is all of them called?
The eight, you know, I don't know, monkeys.
The monk of Sisyphus.
The monk of the actual group of them, apes.
No, man, apes are simple. But
I'm not a zoologist. I'm sure there is the term, and I'm just blanking on it because I'm a pothead. You know,
I'm blanking on it because I'm old.
Yeah,
but
all those things.
Yeah, but
okay. So they came and mixed DNA with those.
It's not marsupials.
No, where am I? No, those are those things that used to crawl or whatever the case. Now they're.
It's not arachnid. That's spiders.
Yeah.
But
monkeys.
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 No, what's the word, man?
See, the problem is now I'm thinking of the word, and now it's going further away.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's probably right there. People are like, "It's this, you dummies!"
Right? Like, what's wrong with the overbites?
You know what I'm talking about—the goddamn gorillas.
Yeah,
apes and shit. I'm just saying, man, we're completely different from anything else here. And they want to say evolution, but there's still those.
Yeah.
So, what are we talking about here?
Primates? Is that what I'm
primates? That's primates. The word you're looking for. Okay. You're going just to that. All right, yeah, I get
it. So primates are, I think they're the closest thing to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Primates.
Yeah.
And I think...
But they're saying that we became us from them, but yet they're still here.
I think we're
pretty... I know there's branches.
We're pretty close to fairies.
There's some people that are fairies. They dress up and do cosplay is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's what I mean. It's jokes.
I am Cordell Cool C. That's Justin Fuller. But yeah, we do tell jokes for a living.
We do tell jokes. That's all I do is tell jokes. That's all. Mm. I mean, that's all I do is joke all day long.
When the I pull primates up, was what I
primates was what you were looking for.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah. But you think that we're mixed with what?
Primates.
Primates?
I think.
I don't think we're mixed with primates.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
So we evolved.
I don't think
from
so.
From marsupials.
No, I think we were all aquatic.
I know, but they said we crawled out and land and this And they showed it. It was like a little mole-looking thing is what we supposedly evolved from.
Mole-looking thing?
Yeah, that's why I have moles everywhere. Moles.
Mole-looking things.
Yes. That's what we evolved from.
Moles.
Something like that.
I'm not sure that I agree with that.
That's what they said. Google. Hey, ask the thing.
What did we evolve from?
Yeah, I tell you.
Hey, Siri, what did we evolve from as humans?
We'll get a lesson here.
It folks. Says humans evolved from Homo erectus. However, humans are and other great apes share common ancestral before about 7 million years ago. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, see.
I don't think so. Because if you evolve from something, that means that they don't no longer exist.
That's what I'm saying.
They're still here, so that's I'm calling bull spit.
That's what I'm saying. Explain that to me. I know
they can't explain it.
I know it's so simple, and I know some people try to say, oh, that's stupid. Why would you think that? Because I know there's other species and things of other things that just are different. We are like the almost like Sasquatch. Like Sasquatch really existed back in the day, maybe. They're saying he actually, you know, things like that, actually bipedal, walking around, humanoid type, Neanderthals. We you know, we all supposedly evolved in that realm, but it's like Arctopithecus, is that the name, how you say it? Arctopithecus or some shit.
Archaeologist?
No, Arctopithecus or some shit. I'm yeah. saying it all wrong.
Well, according to the Flintstones, that's not what happened. According to the Flintstones, there wasn't no black people back then.
Facts.
Yeah, purple dinosaurs.
Purple dinosaurs.
And Barney and Fred and everything. So.
They're smashing them tight ass fucking farm. What is it? What the fuck? Them? Betty and Wilma.
Yeah.
Tight. Tiny. Typical like housewife back in the day.
Yeah.
Tight. No, but yeah, so I don't know what to believe anymore, man. The older we, and thank God my mind's not even focused on like what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? It's like I'm focused on what we got going on. Like if it's not in my bubble, I haven't like heard anything. Or if it's not on TikTok and it's like not in your face, sad. I know it's sad, but they're quick. The internet's quick, and it's devilish because AI is hilarious.
Facts.
So it's going to get to the point where you don't know anything, man. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, but either way, I haven't paid attention to what's going on in the world in a while.
I kind of so do. I kind of pay attention to a lot of things, and that's why, you know, my eyes is open, and I'm, you know, it's nothing I can do about it, but at least I could be aware of what's going on. It's a lot of things that's happening, and people don't. They don't really care, or they're not going to be prepared for it mentally. Because a lot of things is nothing we can do about it,
yeah.
But we can at least be or try to prepare ourselves and our families for what's to come.
Right.
Like for example, we live in Cleveland, Ohio, and if other law enforcement come in here, we'll have to like adjust. That'll be a life adjustment.
Oh, like. The National Guard or things yes. like that? No.
That would be an adjustment.
I don't think it's that bad here.
But
Chicago's actually pretty bad. People dying left and right all the time. Apparently.
Same here.
As much as Chicago?
I don't know, but somebody's getting shot every day.
We definitely, yeah.
Every day. Yeah. That's why, that's why the every so often they redo the contract for first 48 here in Cleveland. Cleveland is one of the places that they constantly renew in the contract of the first 48.
They call me. They ain't call me.
First 48?
They gotta survive. You know, gotta survive for it to be
What the? But
I get it, man. I get it.
So when it comes, so one of the politicians call for them to come here. So when it comes here,
that's a bad idea.
But it's going in place and it can happen. Yeah. So when it does happen, we have to be prepared for it. Mm. So you got to be aware of what's going on just to hear information like that and seeing some of the things that they've done in other cities and how, you know, regular law-abiding citizens are being treated is not fair. Mm. And will all of these people that's coming to regulate, will they know the law? Are they familiar? Or will they make it up as they go?
Well, no. I mean, there's rules of engagement.
But I've seen...
I've trained with all these types of people. I mean, there's the problem is they follow orders to a certain extent. And depending on who's in charge and who's leading things and how they're going to, handle situations.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Because I don't know what's been.
Let me give you an example. I saw a video. I don't know what city they were in. I don't know what law enforcement branch it was. Mm-hmm. But it was some guys sitting on their porch drinking and smoking. They came marching down the street.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
They was like.
Yeah, see, that'd be a problem.
That's what I'm trying to say. They was like.
Dispersed or something.
No, they was like. Yeah, y'all can't do that.
Yeah. No, that's going to be a problem.
And like, we on our own property. We can't smoke this joint and drink this alcohol. Weed is legal here. We can't do that. Was that something that was passed down in order, or is that their personal ego tripping? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen. All
drugs and alcohol. Like, problem is, you that's guys
gonna
can't happen. Do that.
We talked about that when I was in Vegas. You know what I mean? About... what happened with at the time, and I even said I don't know because I know the dude has a mouth and everything, so I don't know the whole situation. But the fact that it's legal there and everyone's walking around smoking, and if you're gonna get upset, people walk around drinking all over the place, but you're gonna get upset about somebody. You know what I mean? If that's your stand, there's something wrong with you.
So those are things that you got to consider because it's like. You don't know, who's going to ego trip that day or not.
Oh, I know.
You know, like...
Power makes it... It's sad, man. Power makes it go to your head quick as hell. And you have to understand your boundaries, man. Especially when you're doing that type of shit. It's sad because it happens. Especially, but... I don't know. If they try and come here and do that type of shit, it's going to be bad. So,
you never know.
Yeah, I know.
You never know. But technically...
We can't go that direction.
If you're thinking logically, you're like, oh, great. Maybe some of the crime will be cut down. But then you think about...
You got to think about what you give up.
Or you think it's a great idea until it affects you.
But the problem is they don't have enough people to do that all over the place. And still be overseas and things like... I mean, they do, because there's not a lot of people that do certain jobs.
How about I got an ad came across my social media saying, like, you know, come and apply and work for...
Popo?
No. When we were younger, we used to have a game... And we used to say ice in the glass, Kool-Aid.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, come and work for us.
Oh, yeah. Just another extension.
I want to come work for him.
Comedian Shang, he posted something. It said...
Shout out to Shang.
Yeah, shout out to Shang. He posted something about, like, you know, you don't see them doing raids and taking, like, Irish, you know... Americans or whatever the case, and you know, Canadians that are in Canadian neighborhoods, and you know, like all that are here, they're just different nationalities, but they're white nationalities, they're still undocumented, you know what I mean, and they're still here illegally.
They're only focused on one particular type,
right? Yeah, so it's targeting, it's racism. We know this. It's sad. it's sad, and I don't know the, you know, people put people like this power in power, so I don't know what to tell anybody, and I don't know the answer. I mean, I know there has to be a system in place to stop people coming in to cause harm, but people who've been here already, people here that are American citizens.
They have families.
You know, they deserve to be at least American citizens. Leave them out. They don't even get touched. They don't even deserve to get touched. You know what I mean?
But they are.
Oh, I know, which is already wrong. And then people who have been here has to be. You just don't get deported. You gotta find a system to thoroughly check to make sure they're who they are and they're fine. Because a lot of people live here that are fine. You know what I mean? It's individuals who in every group who cause problems for everybody, and that's in every group. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. The worst thing is I have friends and fam, you know, of all, you know, races and creeds, and it's just like you just hope for better day, and it's like you see the way it's going, man. I think of Demolition Man. I think of Demolition Man.
I mean, that's accurate. Judge Dredd and yeah. Demolition Man, all of that is accurate.
I mean, I just think of that.
We'll be all eating Taco Bell.
Yeah, Idiocracy. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's either going one direction or the other. I mean, and it's like, I guess all these movies, like all the End of Rose and this and that, and it's like, God, you have to prepare for that. I know certain people do.
Speaking of, you know, preparation and things like that, I just want to, you know, just for documentation, mm-hmm. that, you know, this is one of my thoughts that I had. Like, one of the things that I, you know, I didn't like, because you never, like, I came up with this thought process because, you know, like, I go a lot of different places. And I be with a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. Like, and so the people that I bring with me, they may be not used to it, so they want to take pictures and everything, and that's one of my, or record stuff. That's one of my pet peeves. Like, don't do that. Stop it. Don't do that. You know, that, you know, like, don't do that. But
why?
Well, for one, it's like,
you're a king of selfie wherever we're at sometimes to get a picture.
We're the king of selfie when we're performing.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm out and I go to a place,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. I'm not taking pictures. I'm not taking pictures of my food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You never know who I'm going to talk to. I'm not taking pictures of them or pulling up taking selfies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you never know who I'm going to be with or who we might recognize while I'm out. I'm not doing that.
No.
But, you know, to a person that's not in our business, they mm-hmm. might be like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just instantly pulling the cameras out. And I'm like, stop doing that. But my thing is like.
Got you.
My thing is like, with this AI and this technology, it's real, you know, it's so funny. Oh, it's funny to see Mr. Rogers and Tupac together.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. But it's all fun and games until it's not.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to probably be like carrying body cameras for our own protection.
Right.
So we can document, hey, we were out. We're going to have to, you know, carry body cams. I hope we don't have to get to this point, but it seems like that's the direction we're going.
Yeah, because
we're
going
to have body cameras on our own persons, documenting where we are and what we're doing, who we're with.
At all times.
And they're going to have their body cameras, so they'll be like, you know, okay, so Justin and I, we did comedy at Cuyahoga Falls Funny Stop. Here's the body cam footage to prove that.
Mm.
Versus you have me committing a crime somewhere that looks just like me. That ain't me. Mm-hmm. And I can say that's bullshit because here I am. Here's my body cam footage. Yeah. And
But the good thing
is, it collaborates with Justin's because he got me and I got him. And the other people that was there, they got their body cam. So this is where I actually was. That camera, that video footage of you got me, like being a massage therapist throwing a client through the wall is not accurate. Like, say if that little dude exists, you know that, right?
Who?
Or I sent a video.
Oh, you mean the handicapped dude?
Yeah. So if dude
actually exists,
if he exists,
yeah,
he'd be like, that was me, and I'm suing
because that didn't happen.
Or he could say it did happen. It's right here. He could say that if he wanted to press the issue.
He could, but.
But what? What's keeping him or all these fat AI people falling through the floor? I had one of a big lady that was on a forklift going through the airport, it looked like, and then they dropped her or something like that. So wonder if she wanted to pursue that. And, and like, this is my, you know, this is.
I mean, well, the thing is, like you say, shows you commit a crime. Well, there has to be a crime that actually was committed. And unless they're doctoring the footage just to try and get you, but there has to have, you know what I mean? It has to have, like they can show me doing something, but okay, where was, I mean, I wasn't there.
Where's the victim?
Yeah, that, and where's the police report?
We got $1 million, or we got a couple of thousand dollars for someone to play victim.
I mean, I'm not saying they can't collaborate. I mean, trust me, they have, you know, they do false flags and do other real stuff. They can do whatever they want, especially with all this AI stuff. I'm glad you brought up that Mr. Rogers and Tupac shit. It's like,
that's hilarious.
That's wild.
That's hilarious. And it looks so real.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's like,
it's all fun and games until it's not. It's basically what I'm saying. I mean,
everyone's going to be on a porno. That they can do. I mean, I'm not going to be smashed. Don't you do.
No, I'm just saying the AI, like, it's fun and games, but unfortunately we get to a place where we're going to actually have to document our whereabouts.
Because you have to understand, like, there's people who do things for good, and then there's Dr. Evil.
Sure.
And he's a kid in his basement who knows how to do AI and can do whatever he wants. And he doesn't need, like, a job or what. You know what I mean? It's like, the beautiful thing about the internet, or the bad thing about the internet, is anybody can put up anything whenever, and all it takes is somebody that wants to do with time and effort, knows how to use AI to its, you know, well, what I mean?
For example, it's like the people that are criminals.
Yep.
They have nothing to do but to think of criminal things all day.
Yep.
You know, one of the scams that I was probably victim of and was unsuspecting of, like, when I worked in the office environment, I used to get calls, and the person was like, hey, I'm from this company, and we work on your printers and fax machines. Mm-hmm. Can you please go and get me the serial number off that fax machine? And me, like a dummy, not realizing, be like, okay, and I give you this serial number. So when you work at one of these big places, like maybe a big corporation or a campus that has many buildings and many things, you know, what they would do is create a bill saying that they repaired that machine on this date and they want their money.
Mm.
And people that's, you know, of big corporations, they see a bill come through. Yeah, like, oh, okay, this bill, you know, versus, you know, or, you know, some big corporations say, hey, we only deal with this red company to
do
our machines. But some of them use different companies and they're paying a person for nothing.
So that's
one of the things that these criminals think of.
That's crazy.
You know, the bad guys got many different ways to do bad guy stuff.
Yeah, like, that's that's crazy because that almost takes more effort than to actually just go out and work.
You just
got to
be patient. Just be patient.
But that's wild.
You just got to be patient. Like, for example,
you
got to
be super successful.
Another hustle I heard was,
that's wild.
You know, this was like, you know, years ago. People would buy one of those big rugs from Walmart and go to these rug places and return it and boom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, these criminals, they're always thinking.
Oh, yeah.
They're always thinking of ways to get money.
So wild.
Yeah, but you'd be like, as a person, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, my father used to say that the locks and alarms are for the law-abiding people. Criminals know how to get in.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah. You know, that's for, like, the...
That's for you to feel safe.
Yeah.
But
The criminals,
if he wants to get in, he's going to get in.
It don't matter what you got, alarms. That's for law-abiding citizens. Yeah. Like, all of the rules and laws are for law-abiding citizens. Like, with the gun laws and things like that. The CCWs, those were people that follow the law.
Right.
The criminals are still going to do their criminal things. They're going to have more, probably bigger and better guns than you.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yeah. That's wild. that's funny, but true. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, so.
Demolition, man. It's coming.
Judge Dredd.
Yep.
Taco Bell.
Get your shit together, live in the underground. We got to find a place for the Midnight Paco podcast.
Oh, man.
Continue throughout the chaos.
We're going to be broadcasting in the bunker near you.
Yeah. Giving out the true facts. To the shit going down.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find another platform to do it because.
Yeah, I don't know, man. YouTube's taking over.
Well,
stream platforms, baby. We're on all platforms.
Thank you for everybody that's
even
listening.
Ones that are just listening. Yeah, just thank listening. You. Thank we you appreciate for just you guys. Listening.
We see you.
Yeah, we see you.
Shout out to all.
Even
the
though you don't see us, we see you.
Yeah, we see you.
Yeah.
On that note, Jay, where can they find you, man?
Everyone, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORREE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco podcast.
That's right. Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications.
All that.
Tell everybody, hey, we're going to be out next week. So we'll catch you in a couple weeks, everybody. Check you out then. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.